News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as you've been hearing over the last 24 hours, severe flooding has been hitting the eastern coast of Spain. Severe flooding in Barcelona now we're hearing about. Meanwhile, search and rescue operations are continuing for hundreds that are missing in the Valencia region. I'm now joined by Stephen Burgin, who is a freelance journalist based in Barcelona. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Now, we've all been watching the pictures, horrifying pictures out of Valencia. Now the attention apparently is changing over to Barcelona, which is along the same coast. We know there's a red weather warning in place. So can you just bring us up to speed on what exactly is happening in that very large city?
Well, right here, actually, the warning's been lifted. There are warnings to the north of here still, orange, not red, but still severe weather warnings. Basically, we got all of this was mostly here overnight, over Sunday night and Monday morning, torrential rain, quite extensive flooding. The airport was pretty much out of action for most of the day. But here things are pretty much back to normal. Whereas in Valencia, I mean, finally, there's some serious work being done. There's several thousand troops. It's a week later. And it's only now that there's a serious cleanup has begun, except that being done by volunteers.
And Stephen, is all the bad weather, the rain gone, or is there more expected, or what is the outlook for the next, say, 3 or 4 days?
There's more expected in on the East Coast, possibly in Valencia and possibly in Barcelona, and certainly to the north of Barcelona up towards Girona. There are severe weather warnings. Obviously, the Met Office aren't taking any chances this time. Although, I mean, they're certainly blameless. They did give plenty of warning that this was coming, and it was the reason it's been such a disaster is the failure of the authorities in Valencia to respond to it.
Do we know how many people are still missing in Valencia? I mean, is there a reliable figure, or is that still being totted up?
Well, no, there isn't. I mean, this is part of the shocking business of how badly the Valencian government has responded to this, that we've never had a clear figure for the number of people missing. What we do know is that they're now saying that there's no one above ground who is missing, which means what they mean is there are still people who may be took shelter in underground car parks or were caught out in underground car parks in shopping centers and such like. And they've been going through this huge underground car park in a shopping center in Valencia, and so far have not found any bodies. But these places are still flooded, and so until they've pumped all the water out, they can't be sure. But no, we don't have a figure. And at this stage, only about 100 of the 200 plus people who died have formally been identified. So it's all very slow.
Sure. And Stephen, we've all seen these extraordinary pictures of the King of Spain having, let's face it, mud flung at him, his wife as well. Is that just a case of him being in the wrong place at the wrong time, or is it about him personally, or is it just about the government response? Why was he targeted? Was he just there and the butt of the anger of the local people, or is it more political in that sense?
I don't think it was particularly directed at the king. It was that he was the first person in authority to show up. And I mean, to give him credit, he actually did show up. But people were basically shouting, you know, we don't want you here for a photo op. We need people to actually come and help us. Because at that point, they had still not received any help except from volunteers, basically people turning up with brooms and shovels. And so the king kind of became the focus of the anger, which is, I mean, people are still furious and that the way the mishandling, you know, there was nothing we could do about the rain, but this was a completely avoidable tragedy in terms of the number of people who died.
All right. Well, listen, we'll see what happens over the next 3 to 4 days. Still pretty tentative picture based on what you're saying. Stephen Burgin, who is a freelance journalist based in Barcelona. Thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.